Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, hello, everyone. We're going to start off this episode with the Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, or you can stop by the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Through October 16th, which is Sunday, you can go see Rent at DPAC. In 1996, an original rock musical by a little-known composer opened on Broadway and forever changed the landscape of American theater. Two decades later, Jonathan Larson's Rent continues to speak loudly and defiantly to audiences across generations and all over the world. That's through Sunday, October 16th, Rent. Tuesday and Wednesday, October 18th and 19th, it's Love Jones the Musical. Love Jones the Musical is not just a stage play. It is the must-see musical event of this year. No question about it, fusing an A-list musical lineup with a movie title that is nothing short of a cultural phenomenon. Love Jones, the musical, is a brilliant idea coming along at exactly the right time. Again, that's Love Jones, the musical, Tuesday and Wednesday, October 18th and 19th at DPAC. Also at DPAC, Thursday, October 20th, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. The event actually is sold out, but you can email DPAC at customer service at dpacnc.com if you'd like to be added to a waiting list in case seats become available. Friday, October 21st, it is Trailer Park Boys. Tuesday, October 25th, through Sunday, October 30th, it's Fun Home. Friday, November 4th, Bob Dylan and his band. Dylan has been influential in popular music and culture for more than five decades. Much of his most celebrated work dates from the 1960s when his songs chronicled social unrest, although Dylan repudiated suggestions from journalists that he was a spokesman for his generation. Saturday, November 5th, Odd Squad Live. Attention, Odd Squad fans, there is oddness in your town, and Miss O needs you to help solve it. Team up with brand new agents Orion and Oleana in this live interactive adventure with help from Ms. O back at headquarters. Kids will put their STEM skills to the test and decode, decipher, and unravel clues to stop villains like Father Time and Lady Terrible. This show, Odd Squad Live, on Saturday, November 1st, or 5th, rather, starts at 6 p.m. Sunday, November 6th, comedian Bill Engvall. Wednesday, November 9th, country music's Vince Gill. Friday, November 11th, Octonauts Live. Sunday, November 13th, The Pretenders. Now, Tuesday, November 29th through Sunday, December 4th, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical. Discover the magic of Dr. Seuss's classic holiday tale as it comes to life on stage, featuring the hit songs You Are a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and Welcome Christmas. The Grinch discovers there's more to Christmas than he bargained for in this heartwarming holiday classic. There's also a special sensory-friendly performance of the musical on Saturday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. Switching gears to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Give them a call for more information, 919-996-8700. Okay, October 13th through the 30th, Don Quixote, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, October 14 and 15, Blockbuster Film Scores, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Hooray for Hollywood! Join the symphony for an epic journey with the great film composers, featuring music from Fiddler on the Roof, The Pink Panther, Pirates of the Caribbean, Harry Potter, and more. Performances at 8 o'clock both nights. Friday, October 14th, it is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, October 21 and 22, Enigma Variations, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Monday, October 24th, Junie B. Jones, Classic Productions, May Mandy Concert Hall. Performances at 9:45 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. Friday, October 28th, Crazy Mohan's Google Gadoth Gajan. I hope I did that correctly. A Tamil comedy stage drama, Memorial Auditorium, 6:30. Friday and Saturday, October 28 and 29, The Music of Star Wars, North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall. Performances Friday night at 7, Saturday at 1 and 4. Sunday, October 30th, Hercules vs. Vampires. This is North Carolina Opera, May Mandy Concert Hall. The performance starts at 3. Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th, it is Copeland Classics, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8, both evenings. Saturday and Sunday, November 5 and 6, Raleigh Dance Theater presents Storybook Tales, performances at 11 and 3 on Saturday, and again at 3 on Sunday. Friday, November 11th, Bach Double Violin Concerto. This is Friday's favorites with the North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall, and the concert starts at 11 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, November 12 and 13, Carolina Dance Foundation presents The North Star, Fletcher Opera Theater, with the Saturday performance at 7 p.m., Sunday at 3. November 15th through the 20th, it is Spamalot, North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Lovingly ripped off from the classic comedy film Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Spamalot retells the legend of King Arthur and his King Knights of the Round Table. Winner of 3 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Monty Python's Spamalot elevates silliness to an art form. This highly irreverent parody will have you laughing out loud. I agree. Friday and Saturday, November 18 and 19, The Planets Live, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at May Mandy Concert Hall. Experience a profound new approach to Gustav Holst's symphonic powerhouse, The Planets. The North Carolina Symphony and the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences join forces for a magical, awe-inspiring, and timeless musical portrait brought to life with high-definition images on the big screen. Shows start at 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, November 19th, it is Carolina Youth Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Performances at 1 and 5 o'clock. All right, in Holly Springs at the Cultural Center, all concerts start at 7:30. Friday, October 21st, The Letterman, with over 10,000 sold-out shows to their credit. The Letterman are constantly sending valentines to their audiences with each note of every love song. From their first hit in 1961, The Way You Look Tonight, through current hits of today, the sound is undeniably Letterman. 18 gold albums worldwide and scores of top singles attest to a popularity that has endured through several generations. Friday, November 11th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center Clean Comedy Series presents Leslie Norris Townsend and Michelle Miller. Backed by over 20 years of experience, Leslie Norris Townsend is easily one of the funniest, most entertaining comedians working today. And Michelle Miller's talent has taken her around the world, but her Southern roots still remain strong. Her quick wit and Southern charm are infectious. Saturday, November 12th, almost Elton John and the Rocket Band, when rock was young. Thursday, December 8th, Holly Springs Community Band. Saturday, December 10th, the James Brown Band with Tony Wilson and the Grandfather of Soul Band. Tony was actually crowned the best Michael Jackson entertainer and asked to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Soon after the show aired, major entertainers like James Brown himself calling on Tony for movie roles, to be a stand-in, or to even back them with his band. Brown personally named Tony the young James Brown, the only person to ever receive such an endorsement by the Godfather himself. The Godfather of Soul Band is comprised of musicians who backed James Brown's musical career from 1984 to 2006. Friday, December 16th, the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. And then there are Carolina Puppet Theater performances, October 18th, it is Halloween month, November 1st and 15th, Be Thankful, and December 6th and 20th, Christmas and Winter. This is all at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Clayton. The Clayton Center. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Thursday, October 13, some more, the Queen of Comedy. Comedian, actress, writer, executive producer, entrepreneur, and television host. But most know her as some more, the undisputed Queen of Comedy. Tickets range in price from $32.50 to $42.50 plus sales taxes and fees. Friday, October 14th, at the Clayton Center, John Hiatt in concert. The American rock guitarist, pianist, singer, and songwriter has released 22 albums and bridged a variety of genres over his 40 years in the music business. All seats are reserved. Tickets $45. VIP tickets also available. Saturday, October 15th, the Wonder Years. The Wonder Bread Years is a fresh and funny salute to Americana. The show, which stars former Seinfeld writer Pat Hazel, is a fast-paced, hilarious production that gracefully walks the line between stand-up and theater. Tickets are $25. Again, that's the Wonder Bread Years, Saturday, October 15th. Saturday, the 22nd, Clayton Piano Festival. Fifth season celebration gala. Here, five Clayton Piano Festival artists perform, each sharing inspiring insights into a work with special personal significance. Friday, October 28th, Decades Rewind. Your music, your memories, your life. Experience the greatest music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with Decades Rewind. Tickets are $25 to $45. Plus taxes and fees, groups, and veteran discounts available. Saturday, November 19th, it's Six Guitars. Chase Paget delivers a virtuosic performance in Six Guitars, Chase portraying six different guitar players, each with their own voice, views, and musical style. Tickets are $20. Saturday, December 10th, at the Clayton Center, we've only just begun, the Carpenters Remembered. Tickets are $30. All right, Nightdale events. Fall Food Truck Thursdays. Each Thursday through November 17th, food trucks are featured at Nightdale Station Park Amphitheater for lunch and dinner. Saturday, October 15th, Drafts and Carafes. The event at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater will feature local wineries, breweries, vendors, a live band, and food trucks. Music by Tobacco Road from 4 to 7 p.m. Saturday, October 22nd, Dogtoberfest. Knightdale's second annual Dogtoberfest is from noon to 3 at Ashley Wilder Dog Park. The event will kick off with a 2K9 fun walk run, along with a costume contest for dogs, pet adoption, and pet-related vendors. The 2K9 will begin at Ashley Wilder Dog Park. Saturday, November 12th, Knightdale, it's the holiday fair. Interested in shopping for the holidays but don't have a lot of time to do it? At Knightdale's Holiday Fair, local vendors gather in one location for one day, giving you easy access to some of your favorite brands and items. The event will be held 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Knightdale Recreation Center and will be free to the public. Then on Thursday, November 24th, which of course is Thanksgiving, it's the Turkey Leg 5K. The Turkey Leg 5K begins and ends at Knightdale Station Park and will happen rain, shine, or ridiculously cold temperatures at 8:30 in the morning on Thanksgiving Day. Checking out events in Garner coming up Thursday, October 13th, U.S. Air Force Heritage of America Band. That's at the Garner Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Friday, October 14th, Bodyology. Again, the Garner Performing Arts Center at 9:55 a.m. October 21st, 22nd, 28th, and 29th, Boeing. Winner of the 2008 Tony Award Best Revival of a Play. This is the revised 2008 Broadway Revival Edition. Garner Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $12 for the matinees, $15 for the evening shows. Monday, October 31st in Garner, it's the Trick or Treat the Trails event. Looking for a fun and safe place for the family to trick or treat this Halloween? Come to White Deer Park for Garner's award-winning special event, Trick or Treat the Trails. The October 31st festivities begin at 3 and last until 6. Trick or treat your way around the park and collect treats from community organizations and local businesses. An adult must accompany children at all times. Pets are not permitted. Saturday, November 5th in Garner, On the Mend Holiday Sale. On the Mend is a holiday fundraising sale. The group uses all proceeds to purchase material and supplies needed to make handcrafted items donated to area hospitals, nursing homes, and non-profit agencies. This is your opportunity to shop locally and support a great cause. This is at Garner Senior Center from 9 to 5. Saturday, November 12th, Rebecca Luker Broadway Voices Tour. She received 3 Tony Award nominations for her work in The Music Man, Showboat, and Mary Poppins. This is at Garner Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Saturday, November 19th, Country Grass with Lorraine Jordan and Eddie Raven. What do you get when you pair one of the hottest bluegrass acts in the country with some of country music's top legends? You get the bluegrass genre's latest trend that is sweeping the nation, country grass. Carolina Road Band, featuring Our Lady of Tradition Lorraine Jordan, collaborated with some of the greatest country legends on the EP Country Grass, and the result is magic. This show is at the Garner Performing Arts Center, 7:30 on Saturday, November 19th. Moving to Carrie's Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, the season marks the 6th anniversary of presenting this beloved series in the restored historic Cary Arts Center. The series showcases a variety of emerging and nationally acclaimed touring artists. All shows start at 7:30. On Saturday, November 19th, it's Billy McGuigan, Rave On, the Buddy Holly experience. Friday, January 27th, it is Robin Spielberg. Friday, February 17th, Kevin Levine. Saturday, March 4th, Pump Boys and Dinettes. Friday, April 21st, Balsam Range. And there's a bonus performance on Friday, October 14th. The Clayton Piano Festival in the town of Cary present Rachel Flowers. And Cary's Marvelous Music Family Series at the Cary Arts Center. There are four performances in this series. Saturday, December 17th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. Performance starts at 10 a.m. Saturday, January 28th, Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Magic in Motion. This is at 3 o'clock. Saturday, February 18th, Children's Theater of Charlotte presents Commedia, Snow White, and the Seven Dwarfs. That's at 3. Saturday, May 20th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention at 3 o'clock. Okay, a new lineup for the audio-described performances in the area. Wednesday, October 19th, Love Jones the Musical, Durham Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Saturday, October 22nd, Nickel and Dimed, Justice Theater Project, St. Francis of Assisi on Leesville Road in Raleigh, 2 p.m. Sunday, October 23rd, Holes, Cary Youth Theater, Cary Arts Center at 3. Tuesday, October 25th, audio-described performance, The Crucible, Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. Arthur Miller's landmark play has gripped audiences for decades, but couldn't be more timely today. Playmakers crown its 40th anniversary with a fresh look at this masterful drama exploring the slippery slope of mass hysteria. This piece will be best appreciated by patrons 12 years old and older. Saturday, October 29th, Fun Home, that's a DPAC, at 8 p.m. Sunday, November 6th, a Charlie Brown Christmas and Jingle Bell Jukebox. This is Raleigh Little Theater at 5 p.m. Two holiday musicals presented together. A Charlie Brown Christmas is the classic animated television special that comes to life in this faithful stage adaptation. Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the rest of the Peanuts gang grapple with the real meaning of Christmas. Accompanied by a delightful medley of seasonal songs, this show will have the whole family singing along and put you in the holiday spirit. Now, Jingle Bell Jukebox takes place in the 50s. Wanting to get into the Christmas spirit, the Peanuts gang meets at the soda shop to play some lively holiday tunes on the jukebox. Their singing and dancing enthusiasm is contagious. Some of the selections are familiar, some are new, but all of them will keep your feet tapping. The audio-described performance Sunday, November 13, Suddenly Last Summer. This is Meredith Ensemble Theater at 3 o'clock. The only son of wealthy widow Violet Venable dies while on vacation with his cousin Catherine. What the girl saw was so horrible that she went insane. Now, Mrs. Venable wants Catherine lobotomized to cover up the truth. A modern classic tragedy told by one of the South's greatest writers, Tennessee Williams. Saturday, November 19th, Spamalot, North Carolina Theater, Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. And Tuesday, November 29th, on the list of audio-described performances, The May Queen. Playmakers Repertory Theater, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. Whatever happened to your high school queen? Everyone wonders what happened to Jen Nash. Kingston High's beautiful May Queen of 1997, when she suddenly resurfaces back in town as a temp, things are a far cry from what anyone imagined. It's a mixed-up mashup when an unexpected high school reunion meets the hilarity of The Office. A reminder, the beautiful Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival, which transformed Booth Amphitheater in Cary into a holiday wonderland, returns this season. The 7-week event runs from November 25th to January 15th. The festival includes more than 20 all-new displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. Tickets are $10 for kids ages 3 to 17 and $15 for adults. Kids 2 and under get in free. All right, taking a look at Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street, Durham. All programs start at 8 p.m., unless noted. Wednesday, October 12th, it's the Wood Brothers with Patrick Sweeney. The cover of the Wood Brothers' new album, Paradise, is adorned with the illustration of a mule staring at a carrot dangling just inches in front of his mouth. The carrot, though, is hanging from a stick affixed to the mule's own head. In some ways, he's already got it, explains guitarist Oliver Wood, and in some ways, he'll never have it. That paradox is at the core of Paradise, an album about longing and desire and the ways in which the pursuit of fulfillment can keep it perpetually out of reach. Tickets start at $27.50. Saturday, October 15th, the Chick Corea Electric Band. Tickets start at $45. Sunday, October 16th, Henry Rollins. Tickets start at $35. Thursday, October 20th, Scenes from Hamilton's America free screening. Friday, October 21st, The Mavericks, the Mono Mundo Tour. Tickets start at $39.50. On Tuesday, October 25th, it's Miss Lisa Fisher and Grand Baton. Wednesday, October 26th, Bianca Del Rio. Thursday, October 27th, Criminal, a podcast. Tickets are $22. Saturday, October 29th, Tower of Power. July of that year, when Doc auditioned during a band rehearsal at Emilio's house, Emilio's father called him into the kitchen and offered the following advice. Hire that guy. He's got something. Doc and his signature baritone sax sound were now in the band, and on October 13, 1968, Tower of Power, as we know them today, began playing gigs and soon became very well known in the area. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.